I'm Sydney Olivis, WRPR News. There's one thing you're sure to get in the classroom at the end of each semester. It's not the final exam, but a stack of yellow sheets known as student evaluations. But don't let the name fool you. It's actually the instructors who are being evaluated. Many students have wondered what happens to them once they're handed in, so I decided to follow the paper trail to find out. The evaluations, which must remain unseen by the instructor once completed, are taken to the office in whatever school the course is listed under. Most students are aware of this part of the procedure, but Professor Regina Clark explains what happens next.
When you're faculty and you don't have tenure yet, you actually have to type up all of their comments and include that in your, what they call reappointment, in your package every year. So I read through them and I even type them up.
Student evaluations have been a part of Ramapo's rich history for many years, but what do they really mean? Communications professor Andre Perry shares his thoughts.
The way I see it, student evaluations are coming from our customers. That's the word people like to use around academia, but let's face it, students are customers. They're paying to be here, and they should be treated as if they are customers.
I also asked Professor Clark,
how important do you think the evaluations are to most of the other faculty members?
I think it really depends on where you are in terms of teaching. I'm considered newer faculty, so I think it's more important to me versus somebody who's been teaching for 20 or 30 years. They probably figure they have a handle on things. But for me, I use them to get a sense of where I may need to make adjustments as to whether the students are learning what I want them to learn, how the class is going. So I think it's important to probably newer faculty than it is to people who have been here for a while.
Susie Reese, a junior communications major, says how much she values the evaluations.
I think they're very important because if we don't like what a teacher does or if a teacher is unfair to the students, I think we should have a say in what happens to this teacher.
Contemporary Arts Dean Steve Perry leaves us with this final thought.
Yeah, I think it's important that people take advantage of opportunities to give feedback. I mean, it's sort of like voting. You know, if you don't go to the trouble to vote, then you can't complain about the politicians that you're stuck with.
I'm Sydney Olivis, WRPR News.